I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Westcon Comstore. We're going to be having a fairly technical conversation next, but one I suspect is going to be very interesting. I'm joined for this interview by Lindsay Chinzi, and she is NetApp Product Manager at Comstore Southern Africa. Lindsay, it's good to see you. Welcome to the podcast. Comstore, or Westcon Comstore, is part of the DataTech group of companies, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's a pleasure for you to have me as well on this podcast.
A pleasure. Well, welcome, Lindsay. I know there was a lot of corporate activity around Westcon over the last couple of years. I think it was related to their North American operation, if I remember correctly. But the Westcon Comstore business here in South Africa is still owned by the JSE-listed DataTech group.
Yes, it is. I'm sure it is.
Okay, excellent. Well, I mentioned we're going to get a little bit technical today, Lindsay, but also talk the business implications of the technology that we're going to be discussing in this podcast. And we're going to be talking HCI, EUC, and VDI. Now, don't accuse the IT industry of not coming up with lots of abbreviations and acronyms.
Abbreviations.
I think it's what this industry does very well, right, Lindsay? But we're gonna unpack what those means, what those three abbreviations mean, because they're actually really interesting and have big implications for modern businesses in this era of cloud computing. So let's unpack them one by one. The first one is HCI, which I think stands for hyperconverged infrastructure. What is HCI exactly, and why should businesses be concerned about it?
So HCI generally has two definitions. Rightly said, according to NetApp, we call it the hybrid cloud infrastructure. But all the other vendors, they would call it your hyper-converged infrastructure.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you guys call it what? Hybrid cloud infrastructure?
Hybrid cloud infrastructure. That's how NetApp we choose to define our HCI.
Okay, but it's the same thing. It's hyper-converged infrastructure.
Yes, it's more or less the same thing, but each vendor decides how they want to be associated. Because as NetApp, we are the hybrid cloud we're the hybrid cloud infrastructure company. So we decided to call our HCI hybrid cloud infrastructure.
I see. Okay. So what is HCI exactly in broad industry terms, not the NetApp specific definition, but HCI broadly, what is it exactly and why is it important?
So generally HCI is a technology that we use for our hybrid cloud solutions. Generally, if you look at it to say we're looking in an environment where remote and mobile teams require consistent access to application and desktop solutions. So if you think of it like we've got applications that enable to follow you no matter where you are or what device you're on, but gives you the consistent feel of being logged in at the office. Mm-hmm. Generally, this is not a new concept. It's something IT has been delivering on or trying to deliver on, and in some instances, close to a decade. Now, if you throw a pandemic into the mix and you see how our lockdown and work from home scenarios as a result of the coronavirus has catapulted digital transformation, then you start getting a clearer picture of why we have the need for end user computing and virtual desktop applications, which HCI simplifies the use of those applications.
I see. Okay. And now we've got two other abbreviations, EUC, which I presume...
which is end user computing.
End user computing. And the other one is VDI, which is virtual desktop
virtual desktop application.
Oh, I got it right.
Virtual desktop applications.
Okay. So what are these two? What is VDI and what is EUC and how do they differ from one another?
So generally, end-user computing infrastructure are your remote applications that allows employees to have access to the applications that they use on a day-to-day with the same consistency that they would receive as if they were working in an office space. So the same consistency that we've been experiencing the days before the pandemic when we were in the office is the same consistency that end user computing gives to users while now they're working from home.
Okay, so the whole concept of end user computing, it's what it says it is really. It's your office, your desktop at the office, and VDI. And VDI is the virtualization of that for
Yes,
from
the
working remotely.
virtualization. Yeah,
Okay.
so you know, like IT people will always try to simplify their abbreviations to still make it sound the way something is.
Yes. Okay. All right. So so let's have a look then at VDI. This is, I presume, a technology that's delivered from the cloud. You're creating a virtual instance of your desktop that's then delivered over the network, probably usually the internet, to some sort of device at the end, which replicates or mimics the end user computing environment that that user would get in the office environment.
Yeah, so generally that's how it is, because I mean, like most companies, most of our reseller partners, more or less, as I'll put it across, have already embarked on their journeys for like end user computing and virtual desktop infrastructure environments. You know, it's not a new concept. It's not something new. It's something that we've been trying to deploy for close to a decade now. But it's because of these solutions that resellers want to offer like the same feel of an on-premise environment into your remote and cloud spaces, more or less.
Understood. So,
because as you notice, cloud has become like a common workspace for most businesses. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Now, I imagine there's been a lot of conversation and a lot of development in this particular area of the computer industry, the IT industry, as a result of COVID-19 and all the work from home measures that we've seen under the lockdown. How have the conversations with your customers changed? And have you found an increased interest from corporate South Africa in VDI solutions specifically on the back of the lockdown?
So definitely the conversation has changed, even all the solutions that we've been deploying from around March and everything. Yes, there was a time before that when most corporates were interested in the on-premise solutions, deploying hardware in their premises and everything. But ever since coronavirus, it more or less changed their thinking, their mindsets to say, you know what, now there's really not much need to have the physical offices. So let's embark on our cloud journeys. They had previously delayed their cloud journeys, saying for compliance sake, let's stick to having on-premise solutions and everything. But now because of the virus, most companies have even abandoned their buildings to say, going forward, we won't even need those physical spaces, but we are now pursuing on how best can we have our infrastructure in the cloud, everything running in the cloud to facilitate work from home and the current environment that we are in.
Understood. So Lindsay, how far down the line would you say is corporate South Africa in having these conversations? How far are your customers on this journey, both from an end user perspective, and of course, NetApp works through you guys, and you guys work through resellers into the market from a reseller perspective as well. What how mature are the conversations that you're having, and how far down the line are organizations typically in the South African context?
Well, I think we're more or less putting the implying as if most customers are well on their way with that journey, but that's not the case. Some companies are still fiddling with the idea of how can they have their cloud strategy in place, how can they implement it. But then we also have a lot of customers that are well on their way with the journey. They've set up infrastructures that allow them to have these applications running seamlessly. So it's not an easy sell for most of our resellers, especially for customers that were previously attached to your on-premise solutions. But if you factor in that cloud has now become more or less like a commonplace, at least some part of the businesses have already gone full out on the cloud, you'll actually notice that end user computing and virtual desktop has definitely increased on their uptake. So in short, most companies are well on their way to negotiating what their cloud strategy should generally look like.
And so, I mean, is there a set sort of timetable that you've typically companies typically follow in rolling out these sort of solutions? Are there check boxes they have to go through? Say, we get this first, this next, this next, this next. Okay, we can do VDI now. How does it work?
So there is not a specific timetable. There is not a specific formula to say how you can really pursue your own cloud journey, because already most companies have different infrastructures running within their environments. But we do give a guideline to say with HCI, it allows you to scale up your cloud adoption. You don't have to buy a complete holistic solution for your cloud solution, more or less, should I say, because HCI allows you to more, how can I put it across, to adopt your compute and your storage at different paces as you scale up. If you see now you have a need to increase your storage, you increase your storage nodes incrementally, and it doesn't have to be at the same pace as your compute nodes. That's how more or less HCI differentiates itself, in that you can scale your compute and your storage nodes independently of each other. Though there's a minimum standard when you're starting your HCI solution, more or less, where you need two compute and two storage nodes. But then as you grow your infrastructure, you can then now incrementally develop them independently.
Right, so you don't have to go all in and up front with a huge investment. You can build this in layers
You
and.
can do, yes. So that's why I would say HCI is a scalable solution. It allows you to scale at the pace at which your business is growing.
Okay, now tell me, how does Westcon Comstor and NetApp through that company go to market? Do you work exclusively through resellers? Do you consult to end user clients as well on behalf of those resellers, or do you simply help your resellers in their approaches to their customers? What's the go to market strategy around NetApp?
So Westcon works exclusively through resellers. We do not go into the market independently without our resellers. We will always go to the market with our resellers. Yes, most instances our resellers need our assistance to position the solutions. So that's where we are there to back them up. We can even loop in the experts from NetApp itself to come in as a stronger team to go and position these solutions so that our end customers better understand what these solutions that NetApp has to bring into the market. But it is always through our resellers, and that's how our purchase model goes.
Understood. Okay. So if you let's say there's a big well, let's say you're working with one of your resellers and you're talking to, say, one of the South African banks or a big retailer here who's maybe just embarking on this journey, and I know a lot of them are already a long way down the line, so perhaps this is a little bit theoretical, but let's say there's a big retailer that comes to you and says, well, we really have struggled through this lockdown. We need to implement a robust solution that'll help us to for our employees to work remotely whenever they need to, and it looks like VDI is going to be that solution based on cloud technology. And you're talking to the CEO of this organization, not to anyone in the IT department. So you need to have a conversation with them that is not full of IT industry abbreviations like the industry is famous for. How would you start that conversation? What would you be telling that CEO, and what would you advise him in a non-technical way how would you advise him rather to be approaching this technology?
So more or less, I would start the conversation by bringing in what I consider the benefits of like HCI, of end user computing and virtual desktop infrastructure, what the benefits from a commercial perspective that that solution would bring in if the company took up that solution. And generally, HCI brings in flexibility. It brings in that predictability across all your applications and all your silos. So those are some of the benefits that I would bring to say, if you took up the solution that HCI has to offer. What is the commercial value that it would bring to your infrastructure? And definitely any bank, for example, the banking institutions that you bring, they want predictability. They have to have everything working like clockwork. You can't have something that's not working according to the way it's supposed to be working at any given time, but it has to be predictable that at such a time, if this is supposed to be running, it's supposed to be running. So that's that predictability that HCI would bring in, and the flexibility as well that it brings. Yeah.
And I suppose it gives some measure of control to the IT department over what's happening within their infrastructure. Because I think at the moment what happened, certainly with this, with lockdown starting, people just suddenly found themselves at home and having to improvise and connecting via insecure systems and you know, possibly accessing a company service through their smartphones and all that sort of stuff. So I presume this provides a degree of comfort and lessening of risk to enterprises. And also, I suppose, and it's been a big conversation this year, is information security and ensuring that with people working from home, your systems aren't compromised. I presume this all helps, and that security is a big part of the conversation here.
Yes, so definitely it ensures that as well, that security, because considering most people now are using different devices to connect while from home. For example, I myself, I connect from a laptop, I connect from an iPad, I connect from my phone, because at any given time, I want to be seeing what information is needed, what's required of me at any given time. So those are the challenges that most corporates are going through, to say, how do we accommodate all our employees to be able to connect all those devices so that they can work efficiently and effectively? So HCI does accommodate all that, to say a bank can allow its employees, because remember, especially like when we're under the hard lockdown where bank employees couldn't go to the bank, but they needed access to that delicate information. And you know, banks store very delicate information. So they needed to keep that information protected so that it can't be shared for outside sources and all that. But those employees can still use their devices, but have that information still protected.
So, Lindsay, would you say at the end of the day, this is really about providing a simplified data fabric to the organization?
Definitely. It's all about simplicity at the day, because HCI allows you to deploy the equipment at simple clicks of buttons, and the equipment is already running. So that flexibility, that simplicity, sorry, is very priceless for any corporate, to say, after we've deployed a solution, we don't have to bring in multiple engineers to deploy the solution, but simple clicks of a button. Because I remember talking to my engineer, he told me, within 30 minutes, you can get an HCI up and running in your environment.
I think I need to order one of those HCIs right away, Lindsay. Lindsay Chinzi is a NetApp product manager at Comstore Southern Africa. Thanks so much for sharing your knowledge and insights on the subject with Tech Central today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. And just food for thought is I log off to just say, you know what? HCI is that scalable foundation your infrastructures need, you know, on your journey to digital transformation, because digital transformation is the discussion all around us. From small to large corporates, you have to step up your journey on your digital transformation journey.
There we go. Thanks, Lindsay.
You're welcome.